putting a dollar figure on the impact trade disruptions are having on commodity prices. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Grain and livestock futures are suffering as the Trump administration negotiates with key export customers like China and Mexico. Iowa State University Extension economist Chad Hart says some commodities have been hit especially hard, and marketing through this uncertainty is proving quite difficult. More after this. Iowa State University Extension economist Chad Hart says there are ways to attribute values to the current trade disruptions caused by tariff retaliation.
For example, when we're looking at the soybean market, especially the dispute with China, there's what looms writ large, but the NAFTA renegotiations weigh in on it as well. And what we've seen thus far, especially once the news that these tariffs were moving forward, that we have, an end date here of July 6th when we're actually going to see these tariffs enforced, we saw the soybean market take a very dramatic move down. We're down about 12-13% over the course of about the last 2 weeks. And so that, shows the significant values that are being placed upon this here. Because if we think about a 12-13% hit on soybean values, across a state like Iowa, you're talking about, hundreds of millions of dollars being lost there if these tariffs remain in place. And soybeans is just one crop. When you think about, corn's taking a step back, we definitely saw pork prices take a step back when tariffs went in on that market. And so you're accumulating, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars worth of potential losses as we play out through these trade negotiations and disputes that, eventually, once, especially as product has to move, those potential losses become realized the longer the tariff structures remain in place.
As farmers look at marketing this year's crop, Hart tells Brownfield he hopes some sales were made earlier this year.
That was one of the things that was encouraging up till about 2 weeks ago, is that we did have some good prices on the board for producers to go ahead and do some risk management protection on with the price side. Now that we're here where we're at, if you will, now's the time to let time sort of pass by. Let's see what happens with the trade negotiations. Know that, the volatility that we're going to face here, we're going to face it both upside and downside risk here. And so this is a time to take advantage when we do see those up days, to look at them really hard and say, okay, is that a price that I'm comfortable moving on? If you will, time is sort of our friend right now.
Hart says rallies have occurred in July the last few years and encourages growers to watch the weather as a possible bullish indicator. With Managing for Profit, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield.